It's great to have you on the program. Dave Price was in recently. I know you guys kind of run around together.
We do.
Enlightening small businesses.
That's what it's called, enlightening.
Well,
and educating. I think that's what we really are trying to focus on, is being an educational resource.
And you guys are just doing great. I'm on your mailing list, and it's like your website. When Dave came on, you kind of refreshed that up, and there's some interesting pictures of you on there, too, doing the things that you do.
I guess I better go look at that.
Well,
interesting pictures.
Well, it's like you guys have fun. It seems to me like you and Dave are a real good fit as far as personalities go, for example. It's about having a good time but learning. And I do have to say, you know, your history is... You know, let's go back a little ways, because you're an instructor now, and it seems to me like, is that about the primary thing you do these days? I mean, I know you still do independent consulting and stuff.
I do a little bit of that. I started out a billion years ago, seems like. When I was homeschooling my son, I had nothing to do. Mm-hmm. And so I started, I went to a lot of classes and learned about doing websites, and so I started doing some websites while I was homeschooling. And I did that for a long time, and then I just kind of realized that, you know, I couldn't keep up with the local 12-year-old, because, you know, everybody's cousin or kid or neighbor could make a website, and so I just really couldn't compete with that price-wise.
Yeah.
And so I started going to all the Google stuff, and I got certified as a Google instructor. And that included a whole variety of, just opened tons and tons of doors for me. So started with the whole Google suite. And then, of course, social media got to be the big fad. And so I'm kind of an education addict anyway. So I went to all the social media classes, and I've got a bunch of, I've just done the social media summit every year. I'm really big into that. And it just kind of just grew. And I try to grow with all the new things that are coming out.
Yeah, it's interesting. Well, I do remember you, and I'll say what I call back in the day, because as myself being a freelancer and you know, working in digital media, basically, and I remember, you know, you, and it was kind of me and maybe Lisa Gray. I mean, there was just kind of a handful of people here in the community that were, you know, really offering the services. And you're right, it's changed so much. It's changed so fast. I've really found myself in a similar situation with you, you know, with the county, is that I'm looking for those other suites of services that I can kind of direct people on how to use them, as opposed to building a website from scratch. It's just like, it's so much. Yeah.
You can get a website at Costco now.
Serious. You can get a website at Costco.
Yeah, they have it. Go to the Costco.com website and build your own website. There you go.
Well, it
can't
is.
Can't compete with Costco.
That's pretty amazing. Well, we're talking to Misty Lambrecht. She's an instructor at the Small Business Development Center. Take a quick break, come back, and talk about some digital evolution and what you can do to stay up with things. Back to Lincoln County Connections. Thanks for joining us. Misty Lambrecht's on the program. She is a Small Business Development Center instructor. And Misty, kind of talking about this fact that you know, folks can go get a website at Costco. So there's really all these services out there. Can you tell me maybe what recommendations you make in terms of being careful about these products? I mean, things might be easy, but are there some drawbacks to the one-stop shop products? I mean, is search engine optimization not necessarily come with a product?
I do see a lot of websites, and I call them my cute websites, that don't have some really basic stuff. They don't have any search engine optimization at all. And, you know, Google's made a lot of changes in that, and there used to be... You can get penalized now for having like too many links to your site that aren't used, and, you know, in being involved in what they call, you know, these backlinking campaigns and stuff like that, that can really knock you down in Google quite a bit. But, you know, if you don't have basic things like page titles and descriptions, or one of the big things is if your content doesn't include keywords. So let's say that you have a florist in Newport, and your website does not include in the content text of that site the word florist. You can have all the pretty pictures in the world and all this stuff, but if you don't have words and text that actually have the words people search for, Google's not going to find you. And, you know, so with some of these type of people, you go in to build a website and you build something really cute, but you forget some really, really key components.
Yeah. Yeah, and those are the things that you are definitely educating people on when they take your classes. And maybe you could give our listeners a primer, Misty. I mean, Google is trying to give you the best search that it possibly can. For example, a search engine wants you to find what you want to find.
You're right.
But to play ball, there are some smart things to do based on what they're looking for. And of course, they don't want to throw up a page, am I correct here, that has incomplete information because mm-hmm. they feel like maybe they're not giving the best service as a search engine?
Well, what happens is everybody can't be number one. You know, and it's not a competition any longer. It used to be, I'm going to have this great big giant list of keywords and, you know, well, it's not a competition anymore. He with the best keyword list wins. It doesn't work like that. So there's a lot of things that'll penalize you now. And of course, I just talked about backlinks and you can look at who links to your site, who has backlinks to you. And that came out with a big change that they called Google Panda. And Google Penguin, and you can look those up on the internet to see exactly what those things did to search. They really changed a lot of the dynamics of that. So, there's a lot of things involved here. How long do people stay on your site? Do they actually click around within your site? Do you have the words that they actually search for? That's really big, is content. These sites that are all flash, for instance, or all video, or all images, and don't have any text. So if you really want to see what search engine sees when they look at your site, go into Google and type in the words, what spiders see. And there's a lot of different programs out there that are free, but you're looking for a search engine spider simulator. And just type your website in and see what Google sees, and you might be really surprised.
Yeah, and maybe this isn't obvious to most people, but, spiders, when you talk about spiders and search engines that are out, crawling the web, we're not talking about people doing this.
No.
We're talking about artificial intelligence.
Yes.
Really?
That's exactly what it is. It's a computer algorithms.
Yeah. Well, it is just phenomenal. I know when I search in Google, and I'm sure everybody kind of does this these days, where you say, how much water to quinoa ratio? you can just ask it, the search engine, almost like questions you would ask anyone, and you usually start finding your way around. As a small business development instructor, you guys have a host of classes, and maybe when we get back from this break, we can talk about some of the specific classes that are coming up.
That'd be great.
And what you're doing, too.
Okay.
So stay with us. We'll be back with Misty Lambrecht, and we'll learn more what the Small Business Development Center is doing. Thanks for listening. Welcome back to Lincoln County Connections. I am Casey Miller, Lincoln County's Public Information Officer. We've got Misty Lambrecht with us this morning. We're talking about the Small Business Development Center. Now, Misty is an instructor with Oregon Coast Community College, as well as a consultant, Webfoot Marketing, Buy Local Lincoln County. You're involved in a lot of marketing and business development. So, but there are specific classes, our residents can take, the community can take. So let's just kind of pop through a Misty website tune-up. What will happen there?
If you already have a website that is not working for you, maybe it's not found in search, maybe you're looking at your Google Analytics and you had 3 searches last month that people actually got to you and nobody actually made a sale. And so whatever. You can come in and we will actually take a look at your website. Maybe make some suggestions for some small changes to it. Maybe look at your keywords and see what you're doing. Look at some content. So we'll actually review your website. Now, if you don't have a website, we offer this really great program. It's Build Your Own Website. And it's only $180. And we'll talk about some scholarships into that program in a few minutes. But within that class, we start literally from papers and crayons. I'm serious. I get the papers out and hand them a box of crayons and say, what are we building? What is it going to look like? And you end in 4 weeks and you have a website that you can take care of yourself. You can update yourself. You know how it works. And it's one day a week for 4 weeks. You come in from 2 to 5 and you get instruction time. You go to dinner from 5 to 6. Come back from 6 to 9 and work in the lab. So you build it during the class in the lab. And we have 100% success rate of students who have taken
Wonderful.
That class that have built websites.
Yeah, so critical. So critical. And you showed me, for example, on your phone this morning. And these are mobile-friendly sites.
Yes.
And people should realize, of course, we see smartphones everywhere. But it's going smartphone.
Yeah, if you do not have a a website that is specifically designed for mobile within a year, your website probably will not be seen on the new mobile songs.
Things are changing that quickly.
And people are searching. They're going down the road and they're voice searching for websites, you know.
Right.
They pull over and go, oh, I want to find the such and such restaurant. And they're doing it on their mobile phone by voice, not by typing in anymore. I do a lot of voice searches. And they've actually found that people will use a smartphone when sitting next to their PC to do a search.
I'm having a Star Trek moment here. Computer. Find small business development center in this community. Yes. Okay, so build your own websites, website tune-ups, lots of Google classes, right?
Yes, we teach some really fun ones. Picasa is a free photo editor, so if you want to edit those photos out for your social media, so you want to edit photos mm-hmm. for Facebook, so you went on a great vacation and took crooked pictures, I never can hold the phone straight.
Yeah. And can I ask you about that right there? I mean, we're so visually driven in this social media. I think managing your photos is kind of a good thing because... Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes maybe it doesn't matter so much that you've got a blurry smartphone shot, you know, you were camping. But when it comes to your business, really getting some nice photos helps.
Yes, and Picasa allows you to edit those without having to buy software. Mm. And, you know, people who maybe can't afford to buy the Photoshop or find Photoshop to be a little bit cumbersome, this is a great opportunity. It's free and you can do things. And they know on social media that pictures do much better as far as people liking them, commenting on them, clicking on them, etc. Photos do just wonderful. And also on your website, you got to have photos.
Yeah.
So Picasa is really the answer to come in and learn how to edit those photos.
What other Google classes do you see coming up?
We teach some really fun ones, and we changed the name of them because we used to call it Google Basics, and nobody knew what we taught. I guess they thought we taught about search, but no, we don't teach
right.
that. We teach about how to use your Gmail and how to you know, sort your mail and how to filter things out and so make your mail faster for you. We teach you how to use a calendar, how you can share that calendar with your employees and they can pick their days off, how to put that calendar on your website so that people can see events coming up for you. So we teach a lot about calendar. And then, of course, the big thing we do is Google Documents. So that is what it's – if you have used Word or Excel or PowerPoint, those type of programs, and you really can't afford to do all the upgrades on the software or such, you know, Google offers all those products for free. And they're wonderful, and you can share them. I actually share quite often. Dave and Ron and all the people from the Small Business Development Center are sharing a document, and we're all typing at the same time on the same document, and we're able to see what each other are doing and update, and it's just great. So the Google Documents is just super awesome.
Yeah, I think once when you were doing a conference at the community college, you had different breakout groups going into different rooms, working on Google Documents, and then bringing that back into the room. It's a lot easier to share that content than, in some ways, than, you know, writing on an easel, bringing the easels back in, you know, everybody consolidating that information. And so, now, just a quick thought here, Misty, because we're going to get close to the end of the program, but, you know, if you're listening to us today and you've never kind of been in Google and looked up at the top where it says more, I mean, there's just a ton
of programs. Oh, there's so much. There's, you know, if you have a home business and you don't want to give away your home phone and you don't want to give away your cell phone, go get a Google Voice number. It's free. So there's Google Voice, there's Google Documents, there's Google. You know, one of the things businesses need to know, if you're not in the Google Map correctly and your Google Map stuff's not updated, you will not be found on a voice search on a mobile phone. It's controlled by the Google Map system.
I see. So voice search and maps are really integrated.
Yeah, you really need to be up on the map. So, you know, that kind of thing. Gosh, there's just so much from that Google. Yeah, go to the Google and go to more. And then after you've done everything in more, get down to the bottom of the screen and go see what's coming. And they have a whole lab the bottom. The lab is super awesome.
There's a what's coming button?
Well, it's called the lab.
And there's it will blow your mind.
Yeah, there's a lot of great new stuff coming out. I just went to a seminar, and we're doing some beta testing and some really cool Google stuff that's coming out. So.
Well, and as you'd said earlier, if you're a small business, these are affordable tools that will allow you to give your entire staff, you know, email addresses, affordable solutions to, you know, share calendars.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, things that, you know, small businesses need to do. And, you know, Lincoln County, a larger business, obviously, went to Google Enterprise software, and it saves the county a lot of money. And, you know, learning myself, you know, the power tool set that you have there is pretty impressive.
You sent me a Google Calendar invite to come today.
That's right. It worked.
It worked. I was here.
You're here. You did not get a ticket, but you're here.
I'm here.
Well, any other exciting things you want to just throw out real fast? We've got about a minute left.
Social media. If you've taken one of my social media classes in the past, come to our social media open lab. There has been thousands and thousands of changes in all kinds of platforms, from Pinterest to Twitter to... If you've taken a social media class in the past, please come to our social media open lab. And if you haven't, take the social media beginnings class.
And let me ask you, social media beginnings, a lot of folks are seeing like Pinterest now. That's high up on the food chain in terms of something
Pinterest,
you should probably get into.
I always tell people, do two really well, but come and find out what two are good for you.
Okay.
Because they're different by the industry you have.
Right. And we see those little icons, sometimes those sharing icons, and that may be a little indicator of what's hot.
It is.
And it's kind of maybe an ever-changing process. You just got to not be overwhelmed. Mm-hmm. See you guys. Stay up on it.
Work on a strategy. Don't just randomly post stuff. Really come and talk to us about a strategy. One more really quick thing. Any business in the entire state of Oregon can have 5 free hours of technical one-on-one consulting. All you have to do is call your local college.
Well, thank you, Misty. Appreciate you coming on. Misty Lambrick, she is an instructor at the Small Business Development Center, Oregon Coast Community College. For more information, OregonCoastBusiness.com. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a great day, and we'll see you same time, same place next week on Lincoln County Connections.